It's 6 p.m., and the dinner crowd is filling up the pleasantly cramped dining room of the 2nd Avenue Deli in Midtown Manhattan. That's where David Sachs chomps down on a huge homemade pickle, sits back in the sort of rickety wooden chair that is deli de rigueur, and breathes in the atmosphere.
You know you're in a deli when you walk in and you suddenly feel this warm embrace, like you've walked into the largest kitchen of some relative you've never met. People are just running around in all places and kind of shouting at you, what do you want? What do you need? Come on in, have a bite. People are shoving food in your face before you've even sat down. And in that craziness, the madness, the sheer chaos of it, there's just love, sheer love.
Indeed, Lynn, a longtime waitress, says customers tend to see her more as a grandmother figure than a food server.
Walking back in time to be bubbled, how you doing? No, you're not going to eat this. You had this the other day. That's what they want, comfort, warmth. I love being that for these people. They leave happy, I'm happy, even if it's a crummy tip.
Lynn places a platter of blintzes and a bowl of steaming chicken soup at the table where 10-year-old Jonas Plout, his parents, and a friend are having a great time.
You look like a really happy kid.
I am.
You're enjoying this, huh?
Yeah. I like this restaurant because, well, it's like my family. My family likes food, laughter, fun, noise, and a lot of other stuff.
And the menu has all these Yiddish-sounding foods, Yiddish words for the food.
Kreplach is what my ancestors ate in the motherland, in Russia.
Kreplach.
Kreplach.
Those are meat dumplings, not to be confused with cha, calf's foot jelly, or gribanis, an old world dish made of chicken skin with onions fried in schmaltz, chicken fat. But whatever food one orders at a deli, David Sachs says, the portions must be big. The author of Save the Deli explains that that custom dates to the 19th century, when Eastern European Jewish immigrants associated America with an abundance they never knew back home.
You have to understand that when these people were coming from Eastern Europe, they were the poor, downtrodden masses. I mean, they were the tired, the hungry, the schleppers that the Statue of Liberty was calling for. And the idea that you would have a meal like this, like a giant pile of gefilte fish and a giant thing of chopped liver, and, you know, to be able to just order a pound of corned beef on a whim, free pickles, I mean, these were things that were rare treats in the shtetl, in the small town villages of Eastern Europe.
But Sachs says New York delis are a popular destination for non-Jews as well.
I hear from people who are African-American, who are Arab, who are Chinese, who are from all over the place and have come to a deli or worked at a deli or eaten at a deli. And they carry that memory with them and they carry that passion for that place, which no other restaurant really delivers in the same way, because it is very emotional. It is very personal, you know.
That passion is certainly shared by loyal employees like Dave. He stands behind the deli's gleaming glass counter 6 days a week, slicing the restaurant's steaming meats like corned beef and pastrami, and offering sample tastes to customers waiting for a table.
Our pastrami is our top seller, one of the best sellers in the house. If it's a quarter pound after I give them a taste, bingo, they make it a pound.
It sells itself, huh?
Exactly. I tell you, I started when I was 17 in this business. I'm 51 now, so time, you know, went by, but hasn't changed. I love it. Still working with the same items. Deli is deli. Chopped liver is chopped liver. The egg and mushroom, something they ask a lot for. Corned beef, pastrami, stays the same, just gets better.
It also gets more expensive. Delicatessens like this one are a vanishing breed. Cost is a major consideration for delis that serve kosher meat, which requires strict rabbinical supervision and is more expensive than non-kosher meats. Also, says 2nd Avenue Deli owner Jeremy Liebwall, in a city with an endless choice of good ethnic eateries, delis are no longer the everyday destinations they once were.
Today, people are accustomed to having pizza once a week, sushi once a week, Chinese once a week. And then, you know, when you have your craving for your Jewish deli, you might stop by for a sandwich or what have you. But the days of it being this is what you eat and this is all that you eat, you know, really, it doesn't exist like that any longer. So it's definitely a labor of love, most definitely. You know, as a businessman, I mean, I'm always striving to make my business as profitable as possible and as successful as possible. But if you don't love it, there's no way to make it work.
Survival with pleasure is definitely the theme at a nearby table, where a family hoists glasses overflowing with deli-style chocolate soda to make the traditional Jewish toast to life.
L'chaim!
I'm Adam Phillips for VOA News at the 2nd Avenue Deli in New York.